Now, the biggest challenges for Auckland City Rail Link are likely yet to come, according to the watchdog on government spending. A report into the multi-billion dollar project by the Auditor General's office says it will cost more than has been budgeted and take longer than expected, partly due to COVID. The 3.4-kilometre twin tunnel underground rail link is expected to double the number of Aucklanders living within 30 minutes' travel of the city centre. But the report says the CRL will likely face more disruptions due to supply chain delays and competition for workers. Ko Taku Manuhiri Inaianei, ko Phil Goff, the Auckland Mayor, joins us now live. Phil, how much more do you reckon it's going to cost?
Oh, good evening, Lisa. Look, I just heard the tail end of Michael Wood's comments to you on that. Yeah, look, COVID has had a big impact on CRL. For example, 230 days they had to spend under lockdown or restricted working conditions. That's of course, slowed the project in some respects and will add somewhat to the cost. But I think that there's good news in that. We had the first tunnel breakthrough just before Christmas. I walked down that tunnel just last week with the chief executive of the City Rail Link Limited. And the second tunnel is going to break through at the end of September, so just in a couple of months' time. The engineering work is pretty much gone, as we would expect, but there were all sorts of problems. You know, we could only do about a metre a day instead of 20 or 30 metres a day that you'd normally expect because of the conditions of the lockdown.
Yeah, and I suppose Phil, sorry to interrupt. I know people will appreciate what has slowed it down, but 230 days of delays, does that cost you millions or does that cost you billions?
I don't think it'll cost billions, and I don't think the delay will be excessive. We were hoping to complete the CRL by the end of 2024. Probably it's going to be in the first half of 2025. That's my best guess on that. What it will cost specifically, we don't know yet, because there are negotiations going on between City Rail Link Limited and the Link Alliance, which covers the different companies involved in the contract.
That's a bit rough for ratepayers and taxpayers, isn't it? Because we're already $4.4 billion into the hole, so to speak. And to not know, it's kind of like an open-ended check.
We'll know when the negotiations have concluded, but I'm not about to interrupt or interfere with those or prejudice those negotiations by speculating on how much more might need to be paid to the contractors. But look, I do expect the cost to have gone up. I don't expect it to have gone up to the extent that some of the other major projects have suffered from cost increases around the country and around the world. We've had a pretty good operating model working between the Link Alliance, which is a group of companies, some international, some local, and where we share the profits if things are done more cheaply, and we share the losses if they're more expensive. It's worked out well as a model for us, and I think that will help contain some of the cost increases.
Minister, they're saying you're basically 50-50 partners in the cost of this and therefore in the overruns. Has the council got its share to pay the overruns?
The 50-50 deal was worked through between the last national government and the council before I came on board. I'd always argue from an Auckland perspective, we're the only city in the country that has to contribute to the cost of heavy rail. But that was the agreement that was reached by a previous council and a previous government.
Are you going to ask them to alter that, Phil? Are you going to ask them to pick up the whole tab for the overrun?
I think Michael Wood made it pretty clear that their expectation is 50-50. When we had to look at future-proofing it back in 2019, that was an additional $1 billion. It was 50-50 then, and I think the same arrangements will provide. But I'm not expecting the cost to be at that level, but I really don't know at the moment because I haven't been told.
Okay. One of the other things pointed out in this report is there's confusion over who is responsible for quantifying the benefits that we're all going to get from this multi-billion dollar project, and with, quote, specific, measurable and realistic goals. What are those measures going to be, and when are we going to hear what they are?
Yeah, okay. Look, first of all, just, what did the Auditor-General say? And I'll quote one sentence. I wanted to provide Parliament and the public with the assurance that the CRL project's governance was effective and likely to support its successful completion. So we got a big tick from the Office of the Auditor General, for which I'm very grateful. He did talk about the need to better quantify the benefits, and he then says, I'm sure you've read the report or at least the executive summary, he says that the officials and the delivery partners are working to address that concern. They've now completed the first stage of the comprehensive benefits realisation plan. They did that last month. The second phase will be done by, I think, early next year. And what's been really good is that the Auditor General has been positive and constructive. He's given some good advice. We've taken that advice on board and we're implementing that advice in full.
Appreciate your time, Phil. That is Phil Goff, the Mayor of Auckland.